You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well, and welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Today's topic, I'm so excited about this, channeling your inner rock star. That's right, channeling your inner rock star. Did you know, my dear, that you have a rock star on the inside of you? Did you know that? You have a rock star on the inside of you. It's just whether or not she's fully expressing herself, whether or not she's skipping along, whether or not she is rocking it in her lifetime. That, my dear, is you. So you do have an inner rock star. The question is, are you channeling it? Are you channeling your inner rock star? So today I'm going to teach you how to do that. A few weeks ago, I took a trip to northern Minnesota up to Lake Superior and spent some time along Lake Superior, which is always a delightful time, always very restorative, rejuvenating, refreshing. It was fabulous. And so I spent a couple days up in Duluth, northern Minnesota, and spent some time at the lake. And one of my favorite things to do when I sit by any lake is what I have done since I was a little girl. And that is rock skipping. I don't know if you've ever done that, but skipping rocks is some kind of adventure. I love rock skipping because it's always a challenge to find just the perfect rock, throw it with just the perfect angle, and see how many skips you can get. Now, I will tell you, my all-time favorite and highest skip was 5+. And I say 5+ because after the fifth one, it sort of just dwindled down. But to get 5 skips out of any rock, it's almost unheard of. And the only reason was because I found just the perfect rock along Lake Superior, perfectly smooth. It was round on the edges, but a flat stone, and it was probably about the size of maybe a small baseball, but that diameter, flat, smooth, circular, it was beautiful. And that rock went skipping like crazy. And again, it comes down to the angle. And what you do is you hit the angle of the rock on the water at just the right angle, and the rock does not sink. Instead, it goes skipping across the top of the water. Now, that's phenomenal. Because that defies gravity, right? I mean, it's amazing how this works. So it's always exciting. And this time when I did it and I got 5+ skips, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm the rock skipping queen, right? But it really got me thinking about how a rock, depending upon how you choose it, depending upon how you position it, can either walk on water for you or it can be the thing you stand on. That's right. It can be the thing you stand on, or it can walk on water for you. So today, when we're talking about channeling your inner rock star, I want you to think about that rock going skipping across Lake Superior, not sinking, walking on water, jumping along, skipping along, how beautifully, and it did not sink, at least for a time. So I want you to now think about this. Fast forward to another sacred soul story. So recently I had a major event, a large training that I conducted, and the morning of the training, you know how when you wake up and you're just like not feeling it at all? Like, you know, you can't even explain it, but, you know, call it hormones, call it, you know, the full moon or not, I don't know, too much to eat the night before, whatever. Didn't sleep well. I don't know. I couldn't even explain it. But all I can say is I woke up and I was not feeling myself. Didn't feel powerful. Didn't feel like skipping. Didn't feel energetic. Didn't feel grounded. It was like a rough situation. And in that moment, I thought, there is no way I'm going to be able to pull this out today. There's no way I'm going to be able to show up and do what needs to be done. So what did I do? I laid in bed wondering what I was going to do. Honestly, I laid in bed wondering, what am I going to do? I'm not feeling it. And all of a sudden, it was like this very scary feeling of, what happens if I can't pull myself up and get into that strength and that empowered place? So what I did was I went back to my sacred space. I tapped in to my most valuable, most peaceful, sacred space within my heart, and I began to pray. Honestly, I was like, Lord, help me. And for me, my sacred space is very much connected to my heart, both spiritually as well as emotionally. So I took that time and I began to pray, and I just was like, Lord, help me find truth here. Help me stand on a rock. Be my rock. I don't know what it is for you, my dear. Whatever it is, like your most valuable belief, whatever that is for you, for me, it's my spiritual relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. That is for me, okay? And I literally was like praying, I need you right now because I don't have anything within myself to rely on. I need to stand on something that is rock solid right now. And I began to pray. When you are in that situation, in your most dire times, when your feelings aren't feeling it, or you've had a great loss, great disappointment, great trauma, whatever it is for you that you experience and it like brings you to your knees, let me tell you, you must access your most sacred space. Next, I began to take a look at my thoughts. I was like, Shannon, if you keep saying that you don't know what to do and you can't do it, that's exactly what's going to happen. So I started to envision myself in my thoughts doing the talk, doing the presentation, doing the training. I started to envision it and I started seeing myself actually doing it. With those thoughts in mind, I began to take action. And honestly, like I was saying out loud while I was taking that action, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But while I was saying, I don't know what to do, I was doing what I knew to do. My dear, when you have those moments where you just do not know what to do, access your sacred space, get your thoughts fixed on what you desire, and then take action based on what you do know. If you don't know what to do, take action based on what you do know. And then last but not least, tap into the restorative power of standing. That's right. When you think about a rock, we stand on a solid rock. Sacred thoughts and actions will absolutely build upon that, but you have to be able to stand on that. And when you can find that to stand on and you're like, no matter what, I know this to be true. And no matter what, this is where I'm going to put my hope, my belief, desire, my trust. This is where I'm going to put my attention and my focus. Everything begins to shift, and you can begin to channel your inner rock star. Think about that. You have a rock star within you. You've got a rock to stand on. You've got a rock that, when positioned just right, chosen just right, and given the opportunity, it can skip and walk across water. You also have a rock that allows you to roll. You also have a star, my dear. Sacred thoughts, actions, and restorative foundation and strength. I really hope this helps you today. It's a reminder because, man, in that moment, I needed to be reminded of the truth like never before. And it wasn't even enough to only think about it. I had to tap into the star. I had to tap into my rock, so I could stand on that rock, firmly planted, firmly grounded, and firmly centered, unmovable, unshakable, while I begin to take action and move. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where do you feel like you must and you need to and you desire to access an infinite power? Where? Is it in your personal life? Is it in your professional life? Where in your life or life's work? Write it down, circle it, and take one step today, my dear, to access the sacred, the thoughts, the actions, and the restorative power of standing on a rock that is unshakable. I sure hope this helps you today. I'll tell you, it helped me. I ended up being able to go do the talk, do the presentation and training, rocked it like a rock star, closed it out beautifully, and I am so grateful to God. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you stopping in and sipping on life with me and allowing me to sip on life with you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com when you get an opportunity. Check out all the valuable free resources, including you can request a free copy of my book. All you pay for is shipping. And I would love to hear from you. I would love to know how things are going for you. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.